time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. As always, I am thrilled to be sharing space with each and every one of you, whether you are new to the podcast, and if you are, welcome. Or if you have been around for a while, I'm glad to hear that everything here is resonating with you. So just a short blip for those of you who may be new, we're here to talk about how to do money in a different way. We do money in really odd ways on this planet. And the reason why we do that is we tend to do it unconsciously. We tend to work with money when we are operating out of old wounds and patterns and experiences. And, you know, that's okay. We do a lot of things that way and no judgment, but it's a lot easier when we can create consciousness around money. The way I love to do that is to do that by learning and delving into and reawakening the soul money relationship. We each have that soul. We each have a relationship with money. And when we do it through soul, we automatically bring in this new level of consciousness, which means we get to do things in a brand new way. And typically, it means that it also comes to us, money begins to flow to us in ways that are a lot easier, in ways that are lasting, ways that we can count on, which is very different when we're operating out of old habits. So that, in a nutshell, is what we talk about here on the podcast. And I'm super excited about our conversation today. So let me give a quick introduction here, and then I will introduce my guest and we'll be off and running. So as I mentioned, we tend to do things out of patterns and habits. And I think one of those patterns and habits is that if we want something new, we tend to look externally first. We tend to say, hey, is there a system or a program or a gadget? I mean, I am the first person to look for a gadget. And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with it, except for we tend to overlook the very powerful entity that we are. That we contain so much within ourselves that can create a sense of newness, that can create something new. Long story short, we are both transmitters and receivers. We are transmitters of vibration and frequency, and then we are receivers of divine resources. And a divine resource can look like money, it can look like time, it can look like love, it can look like art, all of that, right? And so if we ignore that part, we're missing out on a lot. And I speak to this and teach how to work with frequency, with thoughts and emotions, with soul, with, you know, a little bit with language. But the reason why I'm so excited to have our guest here today is because she has really amazing information to share about how to start using our voice for both manifestation and wealth creation. And she is literally a wealth of information. So Carissa, welcome. I'm really glad that you're here.
Thank you, Jennifer. Oh my gosh, you're speaking my language. I just heard so many words that light me up, you know, frequency, vibration, receiving divine gifts. All of this language. I can't wait to dive into your show further and listen to all the other guests, because I know I could spend hours listening to you talk about this, and I'm so excited.
Yeah,
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Oh, I've been looking forward to it. So let me tell people a little bit about you so we can lay a little foundation here. So you are an intuitive, transformational coach for women who are ready to embody unstoppable confidence, cultivate an unapologetic sense of self, and boldly live their lives out loud. You also coach singers of all levels inside your educational platform, the Bold Vocal Academy. And here's the part that I just like, my whole being just opens up. So her signature method combines the science of singing with personal growth coaching in order to cultivate pro-level artistry and radiant magnetism from the inside out. Radiant magnetism. Again, you're speaking my language. No accident that we're talking today. So actually, let's start there. Can you just tell me just a little bit more about what radiant magnetism is? And well, I'll put a period at the end of that sentence. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So I think when we talk about confidence, and a lot of my clients come to me because they want to be more confident singers or more confident speakers or more confident in their sales pitches or in their Zoom rooms or their live streams. And confidence, just like you were saying, we tend to look outside of ourselves for the next gadget or program for wealth. We also tend to look outside of ourselves for confidence. And, you know, the truth of the matter is it's really an internal process. It's it comes from the inside out, and there is a little bit of fake it till you make it. You can convince people you're confident when you're feeling nervous on the inside, but confidence basically comes down to a relationship with yourself, with your inner voice, how you regard and respect yourself internally. And some of these things are conscious processes, others are subconscious. So that's where it gets a little tricky. The idea of radiant magnetism is, and how it applies to wealth specifically, is to attract what we're desiring versus going out and hustling for it. And I think, you know, if I have your audience pegged correctly, I'm assuming that manifestation, law of attraction, these things are not necessarily new concepts Correct. To you. But I think we often overlook the law of frequency or resonance, and music and singing and vocalization has a lot to do with resonance, which is basically, you know, when you're vibrating at such a frequency that you attract the same vibration and that amplifies. So I resonate with you, Jennifer, I resonate with your show, with your message, and vice versa. And here we are amplifying each other's messages because we found each other through that law of resonance. So the idea of magnetism, vibrancy, internal confidence, glowing from the inside out, these are all starting within. They all start with that little voice in the head, be it, you know, maybe it's your third grade teacher or your mom, or, you know, last night I actually did some shadow work in a course that I'm in, and I discovered I have a subpersonality that is like kind of a prostitute lemon, and she's very bitter, but she's got these bright red lips. And she's like, you don't need to work hard. You know, you're never going to make it. You're just a lemon. Like, and she's very bitter. And so becoming aware of these pieces of ourselves that aren't necessarily supporting where we'd like to go, and that integrating them back into wholeness is kind of where confidence starts. Because if I let her have authority, or if I'm at odds with this subpersonality, it's not going to really help my forward momentum at all, or my internal confidence, or my external perception of confidence, because she's kind of running the show. She's bullying me just a little bit and telling me, like, you're never going to make it. You're a lemon. You're a dud. Just give up now. Why even bother? And when I became aware of her, I was like, and I've done a lot of shadow work in my life. I didn't know there was more to be seen. And just last night, you know, we nicknamed her Sour Sally. And then by the end, I was like, oh no, she's not sour. She's zesty. And I learned to kind of incorporate her into my personality versus fight with her. So she's bold. She's strong. She's opinionated. She's zesty. She's bright. And instead of her being a bully and sour and bitter, all of those things actually kind of became her magic traits. And then I can call upon her. I can say, hey, Zesty, it's really hard to think of a first name that starts with a Z, but I love alliteration. But hey, Zesty Lemon Self, like, can you come forward and give me that spice? Give me that brightness. Give me that tart, that sassy, that, you know, those qualities that I need for example, in a place where I might feel a bit nervous or a little like I shouldn't be speaking up or I shouldn't be representing myself fully, I can call upon that person in that subpersonality to then support me in that moment rather than berating me. And so confidence is sort of this internal process of like, whose voice are you listening to? Is it the higher self? Is it the intuitive self? Is it the inner child? Is it the bully from the playground? Is it the high school teacher? I learned that one of my high school choral teachers kind of was the spark for Sour Sally. So it's like, is she in there telling you like, you need to apply yourself? You're never just going to skate by in life. I don't know. Who do you hear when you hear the voices in your head? Or am I crazy?
Yeah. Oh, no, you are not crazy. There are a plethora. And here's where consciousness comes in, right? Because when we're not aware that all of those voices are coming from something other than higher self, divinity, we don't know that we can do something with them. Right. So it, instead of sort of, because, you know, there's, oh, I have plenty of voices. And when one in particular starts up, it's really easy for me to go into a tailspin, right? Where I end up under the covers with a cat watching Netflix, which is fine for whatever moment that is, but it doesn't really serve me very well for business. Right. Yeah. But that, again, that's where that consciousness comes in to be able to say, wait a minute, this is something other than my divine voice. And so I'm going to choose to integrate it. I'm going to choose to at least acknowledge it and honor it so that I can start speaking from a different place. And when we speak from a different place, our frequency, our vibration becomes different and we begin receiving things in new ways.
Precisely.
Yeah. So, you know, what I think is really interesting, and of course, as usual, these conversations, we could talk for hours about it, but there's so many different ways to think about voice, right? We've got internal voices, we've got our actual physical voice, and a number of other ones. I'd love to start, if we could, in the physical voice area and talk about, so there are a couple of things, but talk about how important voice is in terms of creation. And then you had something in your notes that I went, whoa, we need to talk about this, which is the connection between the voice and the vagina and what that is all about. So laying that foundation, where would you like to start?
Good question. Yeah, the physicality is a great place to start. And it's funny, as I was filling out the form, I was like, I don't think we talked about this in our interview. And I was like, maybe she'll leave it out. Maybe she'll do what you did.
Which it caught my eye right away.
Yeah, so. It's one of my favorite things to teach, actually.
Yeah.
So physically, the voice is connected not only to the vagina, but to the pelvic floor, to the lungs, to the central nervous system. And it's in two ways. One is the vagus nerve or the wanderer, CNX. There's a lot of names for it. But basically, this is a nerve that runs from the base of the brain all the way down through your whole body. It touches every vital organ you have, and it basically ends up in the gut and the sex organs. And it is an interface with the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of your nervous system that produces a calming safety effect. So when we talk about fight, flight, or freeze, or fawn, I think they keep adding to the F's of what happens when you're stressed. But basically that instinct that we have as primitive people to run when we see a tiger, lion, bear, and we think our life is in danger. That's the sympathetic nervous system kicking on. And what happens is our blood pressure raises and our muscles tense up and the adrenaline and cortisol kicks in, all of these neurotransmitters that enable you to fight, flight, or freeze, or fawn, to like protect yourself, they kick in. And in today's modern world, it's no surprise that this happens all the time with, you know, you could get a text from your mother-in-law and be in total fight or flight mode. So my mother-in-law is awesome. So I won't, that's not a great example, just in case you're watching, Patty.
Yeah.
So we are in this stress state a lot and it's really unhealthy. It's not bad all the time. For example, if you were like right now, I'm in fight or flight mode. My energy is very high because I have my nerves up a little bit. I'm talking, I'm excited, and you hear that excitement in my voice. you're probably feeling that in my energy. It's a very elevated energy. So it's not necessarily always bad. I think the sympathetic nervous system tends to be demonized quite a bit. But if I were trying to relax right now and do some homework or read a book or fall asleep, or it could cause a lot of anxiety, and it could keep me from being in a relaxed state when I should be relaxed. So that's when it becomes really problematic. And I think our society is pretty familiar with that sensation of like when you're trying to go to sleep and your brain is spinning and your heart is racing. So the voice is actually controlled by the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is also sort of controlled by the voice. They are one and the same. It actually is part of the vocal folds or the vocal cords, part of the tissue that makes up the mechanism that makes sound as your voice. The nerve not only runs straight through it, but it's also like part of the tissue that makes the sound. So the vagus nerve interfaces with parasympathetic nervous system response, meaning bringing us into that rest and digest mode. I think they've added on to that one too, but I can't recall.
It's a good picture. Yep.
Yeah. So it's like when you need that calm, you want that heart rate to come down, you want to relax, you want to feel safe. This is where you can do your best creative work, where you can actually hear those divine messages. It's very hard to receive divine intuitive messages when you're in fight or flight mode. It's not impossible, I would say, but it is a little more challenging. So the voice, not only is it like part of it, it actually like controls it in a way. And that nerve continues beyond the vocal cords. It goes down through the lungs, down through every vital organ you have. And then it ends in the female and male reproductive parts. But I tend to work with women more, so my fascination lies more in this. And I also think that women in our society, with the history of the patriarchy, as long as it's been standing, our voices have tended to be suppressed. They have tended to be ignored a bit. So I think there's a little bit more work to be done in the voice vagina versus the voice male reproductive system. And P.S., I just say vagina because the V and the V is fun together, but we're really talking about your whole right. reproductive system, not okay. just the actual vaginal canal, to be specific. So this touches the ovaries, the uterus, and even the clitoris. So there was a study done, I believe, at Rutgers University in the 90s. You might want to fact check me on that. It's somewhere in that ballpark, where quadriplegic women, they were able to create a state of orgasm within their bodies by stimulating the vagus nerve. So it does not require your spinal cord to have feeling. Like they had no feeling from the neck down in their extremities, but they were able to produce a female orgasm by stimulating the vagus nerve. So this nerve not only calms your body and like is this gorgeous way to relax, but it actually plays a part in your pleasure, plays a part in your manifestations, because when you're all stressed out and that's the frequency you're residing at regularly, you're going to be attracting some things you're not maybe wishing for. You know, it's hard to attract that beautiful, lovely life we all talk about in manifestation when we are in constant stress. We kind of will resonate with more stress, right? And that's not to say that you attract your stress or that you manifest your traumas. There's a big difference between outside influences happening to you and you regulating your nervous system.
I think it's the difference between fault and responsibility, right? Correct. It's not our fault. When we know what we know, we can be responsible.
Yes.
But it isn't that we are at fault with everything that's coming our way, right? It's a very sticky subject.
It sure is.
More is more conversation, but that's the long and the short of it is, yeah.
Absolutely. That was a beautiful way to put it. So we want to be able to have some... Control is kind of a hard word. It's like control isn't always a good word. We want to have some choice in the state of our nervous system, in the state of our being. And we want some awareness around like, where am I right now? Am I in my body? Am I aware of my body? Because the body is a subconscious mind. So many people are living kind of life from the neck up. And that can be very stressful. And as far as like singing and the voice, this doesn't really work because the voice is a system in the body. It's breath, it's vibration, it's resonance. And it is a body art form, speaking, singing, humming, screaming, all of it. It does interface with the whole body. So it's a beautiful tool because you can create connection via the vagus nerve. And then there's also ligaments that connect the jaw and the pelvic floor. So one of my favorite people online, she's a birth doula. She goes by the Naked Doula. And she has a saying called floppy face, floppy fanny. She's British. So fanny is another word for the vagina there. And it's like, if you want relaxation in the pelvic floor, you must find relaxation in the face and also in the hands. So these are all interconnected. And as far as manifestation, the physical voice, speaking what we want into existence, etc. If we're lacking a connection between these, all these pieces of the body, the subconscious mind and the thinking mind, or the higher self and the ego self, we can talk till we're blue in the face, but if the body resists, like, I am wealthy. You can say that all day, but if you really want to create wealth, you have to get the subconscious mind to buy into this statement so that the world around you can start to reflect it. And like you said, it comes inside first and then we see the results. We can't look for evidence in the external world to start to believe it. We must believe it subconsciously first for it to manifest. So this is, for me, some of my favorite work is not only working with the voice, but also with that connection between pleasure, between orgasm, between vocalization, safety, feeling comfortable in your skin, in your body, in your relationship with yourself, with others, with a partner. So orgasmic manifestation is actually something that I really, really love to speak and teach about as well, because they're absolutely connected. That feeling, that frequency of love that you can achieve through orgasm is sort of the perfect window of like being in that state of like everything I want, that wholeness, that love, that connection with the universe. It's very present in those moments right after an orgasm. So you can really take that time to be conscious, to bring awareness to the situation, and to really call in what it is that you want. And if you're someone who maybe doesn't orgasm super easily, or you are maybe not super comfortable, if this conversation is making you in fight or flight mode, I know that's a lot of people and that's okay. Mm-hmm. The voice and the breath is a really beautiful way to actually create safety around that situation to lead you to that place.
That's really beautiful, because as you're talking, right, you know, we're talking about a lot of things that we're not supposed to talk about, right? We're not supposed to talk about sex, we're not supposed to talk about orgasms, we're not supposed to talk about money, right? And money is one of those things where we have a lot of really, to use a technical term, icky thoughts and beliefs about. And imagining in this beautiful post-orgasmic state and bringing money into it, it's like it almost... It can feel like it's going to shut things down. But money is just another one of those very pleasurable divine resources that we get to experience. And what, can you imagine what the manifestation rate would be with money and abundance if we could link the two and just let it just be this really juicy, amazing, experiential thing?
Well, they are linked, you know. Money and love are the same frequency.
Are. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. But we forget that.
We do. Right? I think they also carry a lot of the same stigma and shame, which is tricky. Like you said, icky. It's sticky, icky, tricky. These things are landmines in our consciousness, in our programming, I should say, not in our higher consciousness, but in our societal programming. There's so much shame around sexuality, around what it means to have money and the morality of money, the morality of sex. And really, you know, they're both neutral. They can both be used for good or for bad. You know, you can manipulate the energy of money or of love in so many different ways, or of sex for that matter. It can be beautiful. It can be shameful. It can be everything on the spectrum in between. It's not just good and bad. There's all kinds of gray area.
Exactly. And as you said, it's how we use it. And I think one of the big stop signs I know that I hear from my clients is, I'm afraid that money's going to change me. Mm-hmm. right? And I get the fear. And at the same time, we get to remember, hey, money, it is the frequency of love. It is also neutral. And we are the ones, our energy gets imprinted onto how we use that resource, right? So it just, if you amplify what's in your bank account, it's amplifying what's within you.
And, absolutely.
You know, and the more we do it at that soul level, the more we can make sure, if that's a big concern, the more we can make sure that we're doing it in expression of our highest and best good.
I'm just going to take that for a second. That's perfect. So perfect. Yeah, it is. It's an amplifier. These energies are amplifications. So yeah, if you're already kind of a bad person, you might do bad things with your money.
Right. You know, I've got a mentor who says, you know, because one of my voices is about power and about being careful about using power and being, you know, when you're out there and you're speaking and you have a platform and you have a voice, there's power associated with that. And I have a mentor of mine who says, you know, if you're worrying about your power and how you're using it, you probably don't have to worry about it, right? You know, people who, anyway, that's a whole other path. So we have just a few minutes before we're going to take a break. But so what I would love is, can you say a little bit about how to use the voice to create this connection between the words that we're saying and what we're feeling in the body? That's the big question. We've got just a couple of minutes. So if sure. you could give sort of top level and then we can go forward.
For sure. Well, the voice is, it is producing vibration. Vibration mostly is just coming from the vocal cords itself. But when we spoke of resonance earlier, how we resonate and we amplify each other, the body does the same of the voice. So the open spaces in my body, for example, as I talk, if I tap my chest, you can hear my voice being altered. And there's nothing being altered in my physical voice. It's the air molecules and the open spaces in my body being disturbed by this motion. So what resonance is basically the open spaces and the empty air places and your bones and your teeth and all the surfaces and your, you know, your rib cage, your collarbones, your whole body is almost like an instrument, and it has surfaces that are dense, surfaces that are open, things that will resonate, things that will absorb sound. And so when we move our voice from high to low, we change pitch. Oh, I can almost feel like I picture a tiny little person in an elevator just going, and if you start to tune into those resonances and where you feel that mirrored vibration of the voice, because those air molecules are picking up the same vibration that is being produced from the vocal cords, and they're mirroring it out, amplifying it out, much like a hollow-bodied acoustic guitar would do. So I kind of picture this little person in an elevator traveling up and down my body when I make sound. And when we learn to feel the voice inside the body, we can also learn that those vibrations, they can kind of loosen things up, or maybe they get stuck somewhere, or maybe when you just all of a sudden make a low note, you get tears in your eyes and you're like, well, whoa, what, like, what is that about? What is that? Why am I, this shouldn't make me emotional. I'm just humming. And so it can be a really beautiful barometer for the state of the nervous system, as well as like energetic blocks within the energetic system of the body, the emotional body, much like yoga can kind of shift some of that around. So can the voice.
Fantastic. Wonderful. All right. Well, this is a good place for us to take a quick break. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Bloom, and we've been talking all about the voice and manifestation and wealth creation. And when my guest, Carissa Lynn Renner, and I come back, we are going to bring some of this into practicality and each share an exercise with how language or voice or sound can impact wealth creation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm your host, Jennifer Bloom, and I, along with my guest, Carissa Lynn Renner, have been talking all about the voice and manifestation. And we want to, and this half of the show, to bring you some exercises, things you can do to, bring it, embody it, right? You said it, Carissa, at the beginning, right? A lot of times we live from the neck up. So the whole intention of this half of the show is to let's bring it into the body, or let's bring practicality to it as well. So, but before we do that, I would love for you to have our, if you would let our listeners know what the best way is to contact you to learn more about your work in the world.
Absolutely. So Instagram is probably my favorite platform right now, and you can kind of always get into my instant messages there. It's Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A underscore Lynn, L-Y-N-N underscore Renner, R-E-N-N-E-R. So that's a great way to find me. I have a lot of resources and info on my website, which is theboldvocal.podia.com. And I'm pretty sure you can contact me through there as well, but you can definitely grab my freebies, and you can book a free Zoom call there if you'd like. So if you want to actually have some face-to-face time with me, pretty much on all of my platforms, there's a button to book a free 15-minute session. So there's no obligation to purchase. It's simply a conversation. You can ask questions. I'd be happy to guide you, or we can just connect professionally or personally. It's really whatever, however you'd like to spend that time. It's my gift. So it's a great way to actually meet me instead of just emailing or something less personal.
Love it. I love that accessibility. It's fantastic.
It is.
Isn't it? Yeah. You know, we need to do more of that connection time, right? It just, it's so different. So I am going to encourage each of you to take a look. And in the show notes, there will be some information about those free goodies that Carissa has provided. So we'll share more about that as this half of the show goes on. All right. So I get to go first.
I'm excited for what you're going to give me. I can't wait.
So I am going to be sharing in the paradigm of soul language, and it fits in very beautifully into our conversation here. The soul language is all about putting tangibility to soul, to understand what our voices of soul look like. And we can talk about all kinds of different aspects of you. But what we're going to do today, I identified one of your personal soul languages. So this is one of the languages that is intricately woven into who you are at a soul level. And the way that I do that is I make a one-time connection with your soul. Of course, I got permission from you before I did that. I don't ever do anything without permission. And muscle tested for this language. So what I would love to do is I'm going to read you the description, and then we'll check in. We'll see how you resonate with it. The thing that I ask that you do is that, you know, we're putting language to the ineffable, right? So you may hear a word or two and go, ooh, that's surprising, but try to listen to it as a whole, okay? All right, so for you, and again, when I made the connection, because we're just doing one language, I asked your soul what would be the best, just for the purposes of the conversation today. So of the three different soul languages that we carry personally, we're going to talk about your axiom of quest. This is your mission language. Okay. So for you, it's called Gladiator. Your mission is to be the champion of a single cause, concept, or belief. This cause is created in partnership with the divine, and you are the champion of that cause on this planet. If you are connected with this part of yourself and you are in consciousness with it, things that you might experience, being aware of your divine cause, utilizing compassion and grace to champion this divine cause, enlisting support for this cause from those around you, knowing that you have no opponent in divine grace, there's no opposition, being filled with divine passion, being without attachment, using divine love as fuel to support your cause. On the flip side, if you're disconnected, things you might recognize, feeling held captive by the fight as if it is consuming you, misunderstanding the cause that you're supporting, using anger to fuel your support for your cause, feeling like your mission is a burden. So I'll pause and take a breath and say, how does that resonate?
Oh, so loud and clear. And, you know, I think as everything goes, and I've learned to just believe that this is always the truth, it was in perfect divine time. As I'm in a transitional place in my life, I just moved across country. I am incubating my first child. She's due in March.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited. But life has shifted around quite a bit. And that was some really beautiful confirmation about what I'm here to do, and that I am so supported in it. And like that the doubt, the fear, the worry really doesn't come from that divine space. And yeah, it's 100% feels like my soul speaking, and my whole body is lit up, and I'm just so grateful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And what's really interesting, there are several classes, so to speak, of languages within soul language. And one of the classes is warrior language. Not a surprise that gladiator is part of that warrior language. I have a couple of warrior languages myself, probably one of the reasons why we recognize each other so well. I have a huntress language multiple times in my stable of languages. And so it's really about being able to learn how to use that consciously. Warrior language is really fantastic because it can really get us out there doing things, going, and it can lead to burnout. It can lead to all kinds of really lovely things. So as always, it's a journey, right, to come into that space of consciousness. But when we think about vibration, and I think about when I think about vibration and frequency and warrior, if we are out there trying to make it happen, right? And I'm speaking as much to myself as I am to you. And so please hear it this way, right? If we're out there in that space of making it happen, I can, the whole body gets tight. I can, everything gets tight. And I would imagine the voice gets tight, right? We're straining. And so when we come into consciousness, that language, that warrior language, can fill our body with a sense of strength. It can fill us with the absolute knowing that doubt and fear have nothing to do with divinity. That's another voice speaking to us. So there's lots of ways to understand how these divine languages can begin to impact our ability to create what we want in the world around us.
Oh, ashe. So it is. I love this. It's interesting, when I spoke earlier about my Sour Sally Lemon subpersonality, she really was manifesting in my body, right in the jaw, right where you would taste a lemon, like, and my mouth even started watering, like something was bitter right here. Wow. And this part of the body is the throat chakra, the jaw and the tongue and the teeth and the lips, these, and pretty much to the collarbones. This is like kind of my zone of genius. So it's so interesting to me that my shadows also appear in this area. I also carry a lot of stress right here in my shoulders. And I do resonate with that warrior, that gladiator archetype. And it's interesting, that you mentioned the huntress archetype. And to me, a gladiator is such a masculine archetype. And, we all have feminine, masculine, and I don't believe one to be better than the other. But, it's just interesting to hear you talk about that within me, because it is a very masculine energy. It's a doing energy. It's a marching forth, a fighting energy. But I am a feminine creature. So like, I have to honor the rest piece of the personality as well. And I don't know. I find that really fascinating. And I'm so grateful for your intuition and your ability to gift me that. That was amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And always lots of conversation to have. So, all right. Well, that completes my portion of this. It sounds very official. And so I am ready to turn the floor over to you. So what would you like to share?
Absolutely. Well, I'm giving you guys a download here at the end. There is a freebie at the end of this, but I'm going to just walk you through it live today because I think it's really powerful live. And Jennifer, if you'd like to do it with me, you can do it seated or standing, and you can choose to leave yourself unmuted or muted. It's whatever you're comfortable with. So what we're going to do is a guided sounding meditation with the voice. There are three really impactful and quick ways to shift your energy in any given moment. One is breath, one is movement, and the other is sound. So this meditation incorporates all three. It's really exciting in that sense. It's like a power-packed little thing. And I think my video I'm sharing is like 13 to 15 minutes long. We're going to take maybe 10 or less here today. So it doesn't have to be a super in-depth thing. It's like if you're having a day and you're just feeling like, blah, you can do this. Or if you're like, you know, working on something and you're noticing, like I said, like that thing in my jaw is just kind of popping out and I'm noticing this real tension, or I've got a pain in my heart, you know, not a physical pain, an emotional pain in my heart. Or maybe, you know, like low back problems. You can address all of this vocally and through this motion and really shift your energetic state, your consciousness around pretty instantly. And you'll see at the end, I think a lot of people end up feeling kind of buzzy, feeling kind of lighter, maybe a little, even a little lightheaded, just kind of ethereal, like just lifted. So this is like a facelift for your soul. The other thing is, you can participate in this like you would any other meditation. You can just receive if you choose. You could close your eyes, lay back, let the vibration sort of reach you, let your intuition give you any of those messages in the stillness that you need. So if you personally are not at a level where you feel comfortable making these kind of weird sounds, or even a lot of people aren't even comfortable taking their voice higher or lower than their normal speaking range, like especially if there's a singer wound anywhere, if somebody told you like, hey, who sings that song? Let's leave it that way. You know, if you've been told that you can't sing or you're tone deaf, or like even things like children are meant to be seen and not heard, or just any sort of vocal suppression in your life, you may have sort of a voice wound in your consciousness. And this could be lifetimes ago. I was told once that I was bound like and gagged in a life like ancient Egypt style life, and that like I was not able to speak. And now this warrior personality of mine is like fighting for people's voices and expression and ability to be heard and seen. So
there are no mistakes.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you can take all of that with a grain of salt, but it feels true in my body that like that idea of someone's voice being suppressed, it boils my blood. So yeah, if you're not ready for this, just receive and allow and notice what comes up for you. And when we get to different places, you know, you may be surprised by what you find and you may not, you know, there might, like I said, I'm always getting it right in here and sometimes in my belly. So it might surprise you, it might not, but hopefully it gives you some sort of beautiful insight about where you're at, what you can shift, what needs to let go, what needs to be released. All of these things are available through this work. So sitting in a chair is fine. Otherwise, you stand with your feet right underneath your hips. I am standing. And in fact, I'm going to adjust my camera just a little bit so you can see my body. I'm going to step back too. All right. So can you hear me okay back here? All right. Beautiful. So the first thing we're going to do is basically, I'm going to teach this to you in rounds of, let's do three and I'll move quick. We're going to start with a deep breath in and then a sound. And there's a hand motion that goes with the sound. So it's kind of like Tai Chi and vocalizing. So the first thing we're going to do is the sound, huh, like H-U-H. And we want to pitch it as low as you can get it. This is our root chakra we're working with, or the root energy center down by your tailbone in the pelvic floor, beneath your hip bones. So we want to get low in the body, and that pitch is going to be low. So on your inhale breath, you take your hands and you just raise them up. And on the exhale, you're going to make a sound. And this is sounding, not singing. Don't worry about the pitch. Find where you feel it in your body. It doesn't need to sound good at all. Two more. Inhale up. Inhale up, bringing your consciousness to the low body. If it sounds ugly, that's fine. The next, we're moving into that sacral center, the womb space, if you identify as having a womb, or the creative space, the sensual space, the motherhood wound. We're moving into that space, and we're going to start with the hands, just like a wave, pushing side to side. And if you're standing, you can add kind of a figure eight in the hips and get that juiciness in the hips going. On the inhale, you just breathe. And on the exhale, you say, who this time, like, who are you? And again, we want to find the voice vibrating as low in this center as you can find it. So we'll just take a deep breath here. Who? Who? Correct pitch. You don't need to match my voice. Just find what feels right for you. Next, we are going to take, we're going to move into the, you can stop this way. I tend to want to just continue that forever. We're going to move into the solar plexus beneath the ribs, above the belly button. This is our sense of personal power, our willpower, our drive. This is my governing chakra here. So we are going to use the word hi. And on hi, we're going to move one hand up and one hand down like this. Okay. So we'll start right at the belly here. Just inhale. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not high. I'm reading it in reverse. This is ho. I was like, that's not right. Okay. So lies. Ho. You're going to inhale the arms out. And then right in front of the sacral chakra, you bring the fingertips to touch here. I was like, why am I, this doesn't feel right. Now we're here. Okay. Inhale, arms out. Sound is ho. 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 Just pulling that energy from the universe into those fingertips. Ho. Exploring the voice. Moving into the heart chakra. This, by the way, is our money and our love center. Both are heart chakra governed. So this is going to be the sound ha. And what we're going to do is inhale the arms out to a V. And then we're going to take that energy into the heart space and end up in prayer right in front of the heart. So inhaling out to a V shape. The sound is ha. Gathering that energy, bringing it into the chest. Ha. Just feeling into that vibration. Nice. Reach out. Here we go. Ha. Sweeping out any energy that you don't want to hold on to into the body. Moving now into the throat chakra. So this is the one I introduced incorrectly. This is the sound hi, which I find really interesting. That's the throat, and you're saying hi. And we're going to cross at the heart. So one, we'll start in prayer, and then one hand up, one hand down as you say hi. And you want to feel it vibrate between the jaw, the throat, and the collarbones. So inhale here at the throat. Ha. Noticing the pitch getting higher as we move higher in the body. Inhale. High. Good. Moving into our third eye intuitive center, the sound is hu. And what we're going to do is take the arms out and then scoop in that energy right into that intuitive center. So we're going to inhale out. Ooh, oh, I'm sorry. Hey. Inhale it out. Starts on an A vowel and ends on an E vowel. Just play with that. Hey. Maybe feeling that behind the eyes, behind the forehead, behind the teeth, perhaps. And then lastly, moving into the crown space above the head. This is our connection with the divine, our connection with each other, our connection with our higher selves. This is an important one, right? This one is going to be the sound he, and we're going to scoop energy down and then bring it up into an exalted position. So you can't really see me, but I'm, whoa, I've got my arms straight up. That was crazy. I can't believe I didn't just fall down. Okay, so here we go. We're going to inhale, scoop. Big stretch. Inhale down. And we're taking the voice as high as you can get it resonating in the top of the head. Last one. Hands by the side. Palms open. If you feel comfortable to close your eyes, go ahead and do so. Let's just let that absorb for a moment. Noticing the difference between stillness and sound, stillness and movement, silence and vibration. Feeling your breath moving, your heart pulsing, maybe a tingling sensation in your fingertips, forehead, toes, anywhere. And just notice what's here. When you're ready, just return to your room, return to your body. How do you feel, Jennifer? Oh,
so I feel alive.
Yes.
No, I feel, well, so there's a couple of things that I noticed. I just feel more settled in my body, number one. And I feel that connection. I feel like my voice has dropped an octave. So I just sort of feel like I'm really settled, but then I really feel that connection between the root and the top. And just there, yeah, I just, there's just this sense of movement too, just through my whole being. Like I've kind of waking everything up, opening, releasing. Yeah, it feels amazing.
Oh, you read that script perfectly.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you. That is, I want to say that's how you should feel, but should is like
not well, right.
The right word. What comes up for you when you do this is appropriate. So Don't judge what you feel in your body after doing this. Just notice it with compassion, just like any other form of meditation.
Sure. So, and this is something that is you do on a regular basis, something you do when you're feeling stuck. Yes, to both.
It can be yes, yes, and yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something I'm doing when I'm stuck or when I feel like my clients are stuck. Maybe before you have a presentation or a sales pitch or before you get on a call, that aliveness really translates into your energy as other people receive you. But also, like I said, if you're just having kind of a day, this is a great way to get out of that space really quickly. And then when we're manifesting, like if there's something you really want to come through, it may get stuck in that system of energy somewhere. We heal from the bottom up, which is what we just did. We work with energy from the bottom up, but we manifest from the top down. We have the divine guidance that we could do this. We have the intuition about, this could look like this, and you start getting creative. Then we speak about it. I have this cool idea. And then we like start to love on it. Man, I love this idea. I'm excited about this. I have this passion. Then we start getting into action, and then we birth it into the world. And then by root chakra, it is here on earth. So this is a way to connect all those points of contact for your manifestations, including wealth.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a really great activator energy is what it feels like to me. You get it all activated, and then you can speak into existence what it is that you want in a very powerful way. Yeah. All right. Well, it is quite clear that I have 1,000 more questions to ask you. We'll have to find out a way to do that. But
I was gonna say, we can have coffee online anytime you want. You're amazing.
Yeah. So, Carissa, thank you so much for sharing your genius today, for sharing your wisdom, your time, your energy, your technique. I'm deeply grateful for the time together today.
Likewise, Jennifer, this was so fun and you're incredible.
Oh, well, thank you. I will receive that. All right. So thank you to all of you who are listening. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am Jennifer Bloom, and I help people reawaken and heal their soul money relationship. And if you would like to dive deeper into that aspect of the conversation, I'm going to invite you to come to my website, which is jenniferbloom.com, and take the Soul Money Relationship Quiz. That's a really fantastic way of getting oriented to the different aspects of the soul money relationship, find out which one of those parts of the relationship could use a little bit of love, a little bit of extra connection, and reach out to me, please, with any questions. The show is here on Transformation Talk Radio on the first and third Fridays of every month. So until we meet again, I offer each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.